Let us pray for the whole people of God and for all people according to their needs. This is the last Sunday of the church year, and we come before our Heavenly Father in the name of the one who is King of Kings, his Son Jesus. At his invitation we pray, Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, all in heaven and on earth will bow before your Son and confess that he is Lord. With his assurance, grant courage to those who face oppression from hostilities to the gospel. By your Holy Spirit, strengthen all Christians to bear bold and loving witness to your Son. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, the strength of the weak and the consolation of those who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers on behalf of your people, especially Kai and Bev, Haley and Paul, Forrest, Kylie and Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Kathy, Dylan, Roman and Anita, Yuriko and Svenja, Gladys, Jim, Joyce, Kenzie, Mac and Susan, Diane, Sharla, Marilyn, Addie, Julie, and Bill, that by your power, their illnesses and challenges may be turned around. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, without your aid, faith can grow cold. Questions about your love and mercy can arise, and problems in front of our eyes can seem more real than your abiding presence. Renew strong faith and urgent love in us and all our brothers and sisters in the faith, so that we each hear for ourselves the clear promise of paradise you announced from the cross. Strengthen us for joyful service in your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We will be celebrating Thanksgiving this week. This is a day dedicated to remembering all that God has done for us and thanking him for his abundant blessings. Though you may have food to cook and relatives to entertain, be sure to take a moment to pause before the Lord who has provided you with many blessings. As we close our worship for today, we hear from our Peace Lutheran Choir about the importance of Thanksgiving and then uplift our hearts in a prayer of Thanksgiving. Please be seated, and I invite the choir to come up here for our final song, Simple Thanksgiving.